Birthday today, Tim Finn, singer-songwriter for Split Enz. I Got You, the name of this song from Split Enz. Also with Crowded House for a while, Tim Finn turned 67 years old today. And a happy birthday to him. As you might know, when I fill in for Steve, we dig into the world of music, history, birthdays. Music, huge part of my life. Went to see the Rolling Stones on Friday night in Chicago. First show on this No Filter tour. They play again tonight in Chicago and some dates across the country over the next month and a half or so. My very first Rolling Stones show this past Friday. And it was really good. I was in the building, which is all I wanted. But it turned out I was about sixth row away from the absolute, could not get much farther away. But I was in the house. That's the important thing. The show was great. They did 20 songs, mostly a by-the-book set list, you know, the hits. They play, I think 8 or 9 of the songs of the 20 were from the 60s. And you think that they, you know, they've had the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the aughts, and the 10s with new music, although not as much recently, but nearly half the set list came from the 60s. Those first few years through Let It Bleed, basically. And the one surprise song was Sad, 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 which was a song on the Steel Wheels album back in 89. And there was a fan vote song, which could have been, it was When the Whip Comes Down from Some Girls. And the other two choices I can't recall. And the one that won was You Got Me Rockin' from Voodoo Lounge. So that was the most recent song played at the show, You Got Me Rockin'. But Mick was in great form after his heart issue from earlier in the year, got things fixed up. He was just all over the stage, nonstop energy for a 75-year-old. It's just crazy. I mean, that's the most obvious. It's the most obvious takeaway. You see a Stone show, you say, I can't believe Mick is moving like that at 75. And singing all right, too. He was not hitting the high notes, the real high notes. But we did get a bit of falsetto on Miss You, so that was still present. Charlie Watts, just a metronome behind the drum kit. I love watching Charlie Watts. He's 78 years old and still playing drums in the Rolling Stones for 2 hours. Unbelievable. Mick, Keith, Ronnie Wood, all were fantastic. They did a little acoustic set on the side stage where they played Angie and Dead Flowers. Angie was very good. Here's the thing about this show. I've been to dozens, I don't know if I'd say hundreds, but dozens, probably around 100 shows, concerts in my life. I have never, ever, ever been to a show where there was so much pot being smoked than at this Stone show. As for the reasons why, I mean, I don't know. You know, the tickets are not inexpensive, and so you have people with disposable income, I guess. But, you know, the age groups were all over the place. You had literally, you know, kids, 8 and 10-year-olds. You had, people my age. You had people in their 60s and even 70s who kind of grew up with the Rolling Stones. But, man, there was marijuana everywhere. I shouldn't go too far into it. I'll just say the people next to us, across the aisle from us, were like nonstop the entire show. The entire show. But still had a great time. The one thing I'll say, if I do it again, and I love the Rolling Stones, and if they do it again, I might go again. I would try to do what I could to get seats closer to the stage. And yes, that means quite literally, perhaps, hundreds of more dollars, but my point is I was so far away I couldn't see anything on stage, right? I mean, I could see, but they were little, you know, specks in the distance. I had to mainly watch the big screens, and what you miss on that, at least the way that this was set up, is the screens only show, there were four narrow screens that showed one person at a time, so I did not see any of like the group dynamic, right? The way that Keith plays off of Mick, the way that, you know, Charlie and Keith kind of, you know, play together and make faces at each other, or any of those like group dynamic things that make live shows fun. I couldn't see because, you know, the cameras would switch to someone else as soon as, you know, they only spent a few seconds at a time on each of the members. So if I go again, they're likely to play a similar set list because, you know, at this point they're playing largely hit shows. And when you pay, you know, the tickets were up to $650 or whatever, you know, people pay to hear the hits. I get that completely. But if I go again, I would want to be closer so I could see the stage and see the band actually playing and playing off each other, right? So, but fine show, not coming to Detroit. I think Philly might be the next closest show if you're not heading tonight to Chicago. So if you are, you're in for a treat. It was great. Wanted to quickly run down the details of the Beto O'Rourke proposal. This unveiled yesterday to address veterans issues. He wants to impose a $1,000 progressive tax on people making more than $200,000 a year for every new authorized war the United States enters. The money would be funneled into what he calls a Veterans Health Care Trust Fund, supporting veterans' medical services and other forms of care. Candidate proposing to reshape the VA on several fronts, including implementing partnerships with research universities. That's from NBC News. But yes, so a new war tax on wealthy households, $200K or more, if you don't have a veteran or a current service member in your household. That's the big Beto plan unveiled yesterday. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you're ready to lose weight, feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Formerly Nutrimost is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you, not a one size fits all, but something designed for you. MyPureHealthSolutions.com or 616-426-3910. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound, you're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.